Welcome to Union City Radio for Saturday, October 10th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here's the latest global news from Radio Labor.
We are fighting all around the world for the elements of a new social contract for recovery and resilience.
The global labor movement is calling for a renewed social contract, which puts decent work at the heart of rebuilt economies. The call for a new social contract is being led globally by the International Trade Union Confederation. The General Secretary of the ITUC, Sharon Burrow, recently addressed union activists about the social contract.
With access to job protection, wage protection, incomes, of course, for those in informal work or without wage support, access to health and many other areas of the social contract. Decent work has broken down even before COVID-19. We had a convergence of crisis where inequality was driving an age of anger. People couldn't live on the wages or the incomes they were receiving. If they actually rebuild the foundations for recovery and resilience, for decent work with a new social contract, is now a struggle for the generations. We need your views. We need you to tell us what you want in your social contract for yourselves and your families, because that's the way the union movement will fight, right alongside of you, indeed with you. We have launched the campaign for a global social protection fund. 75% of the world's people have little or no social protection. 55% have none at all. And that's not the resilience base we need for a new social contract. So today, as we stand and demand jobs, jobs and jobs, climate-friendly jobs, fundamental rights at work, social protection, all of the things that we say and the ILO Centenary Declaration says, negotiated just last year, ought to be available for all workers. We know that social protection is at the heart of resilience for income support and for health, plus those vital public services.
And that's it, international labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at radiolabor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.
In today's labor history, on this date in 1933, 6 days into a cotton field strike by 18,000 Mexican and Mexican-American workers in Pixley, California, 4 strikers were killed and 6 wounded. 8 growers were indicted and charged with murder. Today's labor quote is by director Barbara Kampel, who said, "You can't win every fight, and that doesn't mean you've lost." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Yeah, the union will be.